Phoenix Audio presents
The Little Sister by Raymond Chandler. The pebbled glass door panel is lettered in flaked black paint, Philip Marlowe Investigations. It's a reasonably shabby door at the end of a reasonably shabby corridor in the sort of building that was new about the year the all-tile bathroom became the basis of civilization. Come on in. There's nobody here but me and a big blue bottle fly. I'd been stalking the blue bottle fly for 5 minutes. He didn't want to sit down. He just wanted to do wing-overs and sing the prologue to Pagliacci. There was a patch of bright sunlight on the corner of the desk, and I knew that sooner or later that was where he was going to light. The buzzing stopped, and there he was. And then the phone rang. I reached for it inch by inch with a slow and patient left hand. I lifted the phone slowly and spoke into it softly. "Hold the line a moment, please." I laid the phone down gently on the brown blotter. He was still there, shining and blue-green and full of sin. I took a deep breath and swung. What was left of him sailed halfway across the room and dropped to the carpet. I went over and picked him up by his good wing and dropped him into the waste basket. "Thanks for waiting," I said into the phone. "Is this Mr. Marlowe, the detective?" It was a small, rather hurried little girlish voice. I said it was Mr. Marlowe, the detective. "How much do you charge for your services, Mr. Marlowe?" "What was it you wanted done?" The voice sharpened a little. "I can't very well tell you over the phone. It's very confidential. Before I'd waste time coming to your office, I'd have to have some idea."
$40 a day plus expenses, unless it's the kind of job that can be done for a flat fee.
"That's far too much," the little voice said. "Why, it might cost hundreds of dollars, and I only get a small salary, and... Where are you now?"